USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final plane carrying American troops left Afghanistan on Monday, officially marking the end of America's longest war. President Biden on Tuesday addressed the nation about the withdrawal of U.S. forces from a Taliban-controlled Afghanistan.
We will continue to work to help more people leave the country who are at risk. We're far from done.
There are still many Americans, though, left behind, with critics of the withdrawal saying those citizens are stranded. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards hopes to get the lights back on in the state as quickly as possible. The governor telling reporters he's not satisfied with comments from utilities, saying it could be 30 days until the lights are back on. Edwards also saying lots of power infrastructure was damaged by Hurricane Ida. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has declared a state of emergency due to the Caldor fire that started in California and has burned over 191,000 acres. The Democrat governor providing an update Tuesday alongside state officials encouraging everyone to comply with evacuation orders.
If you haven't reached out to your neighbors and you're in this area, please do so. I mean, to make sure that they're okay. You saw this happen in Louisiana. You're seeing it happen here. Some people are just reluctant to leave their home.
About 53,000 people were forced to evacuate from South Lake Tahoe. Labor Day gas prices are expected to be the most expensive in 7 years thanks to Hurricane Ida. The storm knocking out power to Gulf Coast oil refineries and choking off flows through the main pipeline that ship gas to the East Coast. Prices expected to rise to over $3.18 a gallon by the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Reaction continuing to come in to the United States' full withdrawal from Afghanistan.
With the final U.S. military flights out of Afghanistan leaving on Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that there were between 1 and 200 Americans remaining in the country who wanted to get out. Mary Beth Long, former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President George W. Bush, says that the U.S. left its citizens hanging when they went to the airport for evacuation. She tells CNBC that many promises went unfulfilled as the last troops left Afghanistan.
Those U.S. citizens were left hanging this morning, circling the gates, circling the airport, unable to do much of anything. We also haven't even begun to talk about the green card holders. These are American citizens who, some of them, put in their paperwork during COVID, but don't have the official paperwork back. There are probably, by our estimates, 5,000 U.S. citizen green card holders, and special immigration visa holders that did not get out. And this idea that they were given every opportunity or somehow a large number of them voted to stay is just not the case.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Texas will ban most abortions effective September 1st after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied emergency motions to stop a new law. The denial means that all abortions after 6 weeks will be banned in Texas beginning on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.